Can someone go from totally ignoring God, living entirely for themselves, to becoming one of the most influential Christians in history? Well, the answer is yes. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. It's easy to think that the people we look up to in Christian history always had it together. But let's take Augustine of Hippo. He wasn't raised a believer, and for a long time, he wanted nothing to do with Christianity. He chased his own truth, ignored his mom's prayers, and lived however he wanted, until a child's song changed everything. Today's story is a reminder that God's grace runs deep, and he never stops pursuing us. It's called Confessions of a Saint by Stephen Waringa. The early church went through many periods of persecution after Jesus' ascension into heaven in Acts 1:9. Yet, the church grew quickly. By the 300s AD, large portions of the Roman Empire had converted to Christianity, including a man named Augustine of Hippo. Born in the year 354 in present-day Algeria, Augustine was one of the greatest thinkers in Christian history. But, like all of us, he wasn't always a Christian. In his book, Confessions, he shares that early in his life, he really had no interest in Christianity whatsoever. He searched through all the other world religions and philosophies of the time, but none of them cured the restlessness in him. During his time of searching, his mother prayed fervently that her son's eyes would be opened to the gospel. Despite his resistance and sinful lifestyle, Augustine eventually came to know Jesus. Augustine says that one day he was weeping under a fig tree, deeply torn about whether or not he should leave his life of sin. But he heard a child from a neighboring house saying in a sing-song voice, "Take up and read." The child wasn't talking to him, but Augustine thought God was using this child's words to prompt him to read the Bible. He read Romans 13, verses 13 and 14, and was instantly convicted of his sin and gave his life to Christ. From there, he went on to write some very influential books. He also became a bishop and a teacher of the Christian faith. His impact on Christianity is still felt to this day, as many who came after him have benefited from his contributions. His books can be tough to read, and he did write them 1,600 years ago, after all. But I encourage you to try reading Confessions someday. One of the most famous lines reads, "Our hearts are restless till they find rest in thee." Augustine's life is a great reminder that the grace of God extends to all people, no matter how much we may resist. God is patient with us, even when we stubbornly go our own way against God and end up experiencing the fruitlessness of life apart from him. He still loves us, and he is always working to draw us near to himself and give us rest. So, what are some questions you've got? Consider taking some time to reread Colossians 2, verses 1 to 14. What are some of the empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense you see in the world today? We all fall into believing these at one time or another, often without even realizing it. Consider spending some time in prayer, asking God to show you any false teachings that have taken root in your heart, and to replace those lies with the truth of the gospel. That truth is so much better than any lie. Now, as you and I can read in Romans 5:8, "But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners." And dive into God's word for more in Romans 13, verses 13 and 14, and Colossians 2, verses 1 to 14, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and if you want to keep growing in your faith, one easy step is to make Unlocked part of your daily rhythm. You can follow the podcast for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to audio. Just search Unlocked Daily Devotional and hit the follow button. Come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. You might call 911 for a physical emergency, but what number do you call when you have a spiritual emergency? But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.